I am somebody who is all too familiar with struggling to grow my clothing brand. I've been growing my clothing brand for 7 years, and there have been multiple phases over the years where things slow down, things stop working, things aren't going as well, and I've had to problem solve and figure out solutions to these issues. And what I want to share with you in this video are the 7 reasons why your brand might not be growing. What this looks like is basically every brand has some sort of bottleneck. Basically, a brand that has everything going for it and it's thriving will be like a bottle pouring out a liquid where everything coming out of it is super smooth. But what a lot of brands have is they have some issue around their bottleneck, and it's something about their brand that is causing them to not get any sales, to not make any growth, and they can't quite put their finger on it. So I'm going to share with you 7 common reasons why you're not getting any sales. And I want you to watch this video and think, okay, well, which one of these is it for my own clothing brand that I really need to work on to free up this bottleneck so that sales can start flowing in for you? I really hope that this helps. Here it is. Apparel Success is sponsored by my buds over at Design Crowd. You post a project on Design Crowd, amazing designers from all around the world are going to compete for your project. You choose the winner, then you get that design plus revisions. I've sold thousands of these designs on my website, and I got them all made through Design Crowd. If you're interested, head over to designcrowd.com/apparel to learn about the special offer that I have for you, or just use the discount code apparel when you post a project on Design Crowd. All right, the first reason why your clothing brand isn't getting sales is brand awareness. If people don't know about your brand, they can't buy from you, straight up. And what so many new clothing brands do is they launch their brand and they have this egoic perspective that when they launch their brand, everybody's just gonna know about it. It's just gonna spread like wildfire, like word of mouth. And what they realize really quickly is that nobody knows about it yet. Nobody really cares. And so what a lot of brands forget is that, you know, if your brand's not getting out in front of a certain amount of people every day, if you're not reaching them through advertising or reaching them through social media or reaching them through some other way, then nobody's really hearing about your brand. It's not on the forefront of their minds. And if it's not at the forefront of their minds, if they're not seeing it, they're not thinking about buying from you, and you're just not going to get as many sales. And so this is a huge issue that a lot of brands have. Obviously, brand awareness alone isn't enough to get you sales. Like, you could get your brand out in front of the entire world, but if nobody wants it, they're not going to buy. But it is one of those things where if nobody knows about it, then they're also not going to be able to buy. Like, that's like the main reason why people wouldn't be able to buy is because they don't know about it. So make sure that you have enough brand awareness and be putting in the efforts to get in front of enough people. That's going to be huge for you if that's one of the areas that you're lacking in. And if your brand is actually pretty sick, but just nobody's heard about it yet, then you have to up that brand awareness somehow. The second reason your clothing brand isn't growing is because of poor product quality. If your clothing brand doesn't meet the expectations of your customer in terms of design, quality, functionality, then you're not going to get repeat purchases and you're not going to get any word of mouth. And those two aspects are absolutely huge for your brand. People aren't going to want to buy again. They're going to get it and they're going to go, oh, this is crap. I'm never buying from this company again. And you just lost another customer. And when you already have customers, they're the easiest people to get to buy again. If you actually deliver on what they bought and they're happy with it, you can likely get them again. And another thing to mention is word of mouth. You want your word of mouth to happen quadratically. One person buys from you, they tell their friend, then two people buy, and then it's two people tell four, four tell eight, eight tell 16, and it grows quadratically. And so that's kind of how you want it to work. And if you have bad product quality from the beginning, then anytime you sell, you're not going to get that rapid growth that you really want to happen. The third reason your clothing brand isn't growing is because of ineffective pricing. You can either price your products too high or too low. If you price your products too high, then people aren't going to be willing to pay for it and you're not going to get as many sales. And believe it or not, there's such a thing as pricing your products too low. If you price your products way too low, it's really going to hurt the perception of your brand and people are going to think that they're getting a really crappy product when in reality, you actually have a pretty good product to offer them. And so you need to find the right balance with your pricing. The best way to do this in my eyes is to look to your competitors, see what the general trends are in your space, in your niche, in terms of how much people are charging for a hoodie, how much are people charging for a t-shirt in your location with your type of brand. And you can sort of gauge how you want to attack the market and how you want to stage your brand amongst all the other brands out there. And so getting your pricing right is absolutely key in order for you to be able to make sales and sort of remove that friction from people wanting to buy your products. The fourth of seven reasons why your clothing brand isn't growing is inadequate customer service. If your customer service is poor, then it could lead to negative reviews, lower customer retention rates, and people want to feel valued when they buy from you or when they reach out to your company and ask questions. And if every time they do that, you're not responding well enough or you're not giving them the answers that are satisfying them, it's going to really hurt your brand. And so this is something that's truly underestimated. And honestly, just to be completely honest with you, when I first started at my clothing brand, this is something that, you know, I wasn't as aware of as I am now. And so I really try to value the customers as much as possible, value the people who reach out, because it is so important to satisfy them and to make them feel valued being a customer of your clothing brand. The fifth reason your clothing brand isn't growing is so obvious, but it's also probably like the number one reason why brands don't grow, which is they're not offering products that people actually want. Of all of the brand reviews that I've done hundreds and hundreds of brand reviews. This is a huge issue that I see come up all the time. Clothing brands that truly don't know who their audience is, they don't really know what their audience wants in terms of aesthetic, in terms of design, in terms of the emotional connection, connecting with their identity in the right way. And I recognize that this takes some form of testing, but if your products aren't right, people come to your brand, it's a pretty hard pill to swallow when you realize, oh crap, I have products that people don't truly want, and I have to get rid of these and I have to come out with some new ones because it's just not getting the job done. And that's a reality that some clothing brands have to face. I've had to get rid of a lot of products that don't sell as well as other ones for my brand, and it's something that you just kind of have to go through. So take a hard look at the products that you're selling for your brand and ask the question, is this something that my audience truly wants to buy? The sixth reason your clothing brand isn't growing, and this one is major, is that you have poor online presence. Your website is just difficult to navigate. It's a little bit outdated. It's not getting anybody to really buy into your brand, and people are coming across your brand and thinking, this brand does not look legit enough, and so they're bouncing. And so if your website does not look legit enough, people are really going to be turned off by that, and they're not going to want to buy from you. And the same thing can be said about your social media. If you're not active on social media, it can make it kind of hard for people to find your brand and want to engage with your brand and be a part of your brand. And so being active on social media, having a strong online presence, having a great looking website that's simple to navigate, it's got a nice layout, adding to cart is easy, checking out is easy, all of that's been taken care of, is really going to help you and ease that friction, like I keep saying, when it comes to actually getting customers for your brand. Number seven, this is like the holy grail of why your clothing brand isn't growing, is it lacks differentiation. Your clothing brand has to be doing something different. It has to have some sort of competitive advantage, something unique about it that nobody else is doing. And that can be in the form of influencers or celebrities that you've managed to get endorsements from, or types of products or fabrics that you're releasing, or the whole brand concept of your brand just being new and different. There has to be some huge differentiating points that are really allowing your brand to stand out. I've just seen way too many brands that look like all of these other brands out there, and there's just nothing separating them or making them different. My clothing brand is a crazy Canadian brand that's all playing on the humor here in rural Canada, and that's what sets us apart. That's why we get attention, and that's what allows us to make sales, is because we have a unique identity and we're setting ourselves apart from all the other Canadian brands out there. And so that's something to think about. I've spent a lot of time recording a free clothing brand course for anybody thinking about starting up a brand or who's already running one, that shares with you every aspect of growing your brand from manufacturing to marketing. All you have to do to get access is go to freeclothingcourse.com, and you can go through it at your own pace, and I hope you enjoy.